Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpa, and thank you for tuning in to the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Domain Sherpa review titled Go Ninja Go, featuring Drew, Adam, and Bill Sweetman, the name ninja himself, who's on the show for the first time since I'm host. We play the domain game featuring creatoreconomy.com, domainappraisers.com, ranks.com, and robots.club. Then we've got the Name Jack and the Jet segment sponsored by Name Jet. And we talk about some domains coming up for auction, including fashionbug.com, coolcuts.com, microbrewing.com, and securetech.com. We then get into some of the recent chatter in the domain space that's popped up on social media about the proper crediting of domain news and information. And we also talk about NamesCon, which is coming up in Austin, Texas, June 5th to June 8th. If you haven't registered yet, you can use the discount code DomainSherpa to get 10% off your ticket. So that's all coming up soon. So go to namescon.com for more details and check that out. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at domainsherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at ds.tv. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. And please make sure to hit the like button, the subscribe button, and all that good stuff everywhere that you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We also integrate our shows with Muse.ai, which provides search functionality for the shows and transcripts as well. So definitely check all that out. And props to our sponsor, Dan.com, the number one place in the world to buy and sell your domains with a special platform made for domain investors. And special shout out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world, specializing in domain acquisitions, sales, and appraisals. Find out more at MediaOptions.com, where you can also sign up for our newsletter for the best domain names and domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and of course, domain investing. So now it's time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. So let's go. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, a.k.a. Thunder Mountain. And I'm the host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa review, where we get into the minds of successful domain investors using real examples so we can learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain name investors ourselves. These are the experts. These are the OGs. We got a semi-special super guest today that I'm very, very excited about. And usually that I reserve for people who aren't on the show all the time, or if it's the first time somebody is on the show with me as host. But we will get into that. First things first, there are four segments to a Domain Sherpa review. We've got the grand opening. I intro the Sherpas. We see what's going on with them. Talk about some related things, some unrelated things, maybe a few AKAs. Then we get into the domain game. That's where we hear about what the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Everybody guesses. We keep scoring, get some swag to the winner, like this super fresh Domain Sherpa hoodie that I'm rocking with the thumb holes and all that, which I know Drew is a big fan of. And he likes to wear these to Pilates. And then we've got segment three, which is the Name Jet and a Jet. That's where we review a list of domains coming up for auction on Name Jet, see what the Sherpas like and what they don't like. And then last but not least, we've got grand closing, where we discuss anything we haven't talked about already, allowing the Sherpas to promote, mention anything we haven't discussed, maybe what's going on in the domain space, looking at the market trends, current events, et cetera. Yeah. So with that, let's go ahead and introduce the Sherpas. Over to my right, I got my boy Andrew Rosner, a.k.a. Morpheus, a.k.a. the Dirk Diggler of Digital Assets, a.k.a. Bob Lee Swagger the Sniper, a.k.a. Drew. Drew got what I need, a.k.a. never going to give Drew up. What's up, man? Cancel Adams in the building. What's happening?
Yeah, all good. All good. Very good, actually. Very good. All right. Business exciting. Is good. Making moves on some real estate.
Yeah. Exciting stuff.
About to be an Archduke.
Ooh, I get it. That's a new AKA. We're going to get another AKA up in here. All right, we'll talk more about that as we get a little bit further.
What else? All good. All good. All good in the hood.
All right. Well, awesome. Awesome. All right. I'm actually going to not go in the order that they are on my screen. I'm going to go below me with my boy up next, Adam Strong, a.k.a. John Wick, a.k.a. Up and Adam, a.k.a. Adam Antium, a.k.a. Adam Strong to Quite Strong. How's your portfolio, Fokker, a.k.a. Angry Adam, a.k.a. Adam, you're only as strong as your weakest back link. What's up, dude? How are you?
What's up? Like, I haven't heard of Angry Adam for a while. Yeah. Sunny kind of. I haven't heard Angry Adam for a while. He's gone. He doesn't exist anymore.
Oh yeah.
No, for sure.
Like, that's his way. That's my secret.
Program just started.
I'm always angry. So just gotten better at managing it on the day-to-day basis, but I'm glad that you're up out the basement, man. I'm excited.
Yes.
This is an upgrade. Yeah. You got sun on your face. Normally you're like in the deep dark, like you're like three floors down, subterranean level.
Yeah, I gotta put the zoom on blur or whatever.
I like it. All right, cool. Well, welcome to the show. It's been a minute, thank you so much for taking the time. And then last but certainly
ornamental
not least,
fig, by the way, very good for your oxygen. Ornamental figs, very good for cleaning the air.
Apparently cats like them.
Yeah, but you gotta clean the leaves because they get full of dust, which is bad for the plant, but it's also bad for you. So you gotta get up in there with a nice, you know, just a wet rag and gently clean the leaves. You know, talk nicely, and it'll release all the wonderful oxygen for you and keep you smart.
Welcome to Plant Sherpa. I'm your
head Sherpa. Welcome to like what's going on with Zen Drew.
Hey, listen,
right now,
all roads lead to domains.
All roads. Zen Drew and Angry Adam. This is a weird vibe right now, I gotta admit. All right, let me go ahead and introduce our semi-special guest, who is the first time he's on the show since I've been host, the one and only Bill Sweetman, aka Billy Sweets, aka Name Ninja, aka Middle-Aged Domain Ninja Broker, aka Go Ninja Go, aka Sweetness, aka Dollar Dollar Bill, aka Billy D. Sweetman, aka the man from Toronto, aka Bill the Blacker, the Berry, the Sweetman, the Juice. What's up, dude? How are you?
I love those dollar bill, especially triple dollar.
Dollar bill. Dollar bill is pretty hot.
Dollar bill dollar is very bill, nice. Great y'all. To be here with you hosting JT.
Hey, man, I'm very, very happy to have you here. You know, you and I have known each other for a while, but the first time that you're on the show with me as host, but we've actually had the pleasure most recently of working on a deal together, which is a great deal for all parties involved, and one that I'm excited that we're in the middle of right now. And really more on the back end, the front end, which is always good.
Yeah, I'd say we're on the 1 yard line rather than than the middle.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Is this the same name that I was playing with you, Will? Are you cheating on me?
Oh no.
I just try to think if it's even no, this isn't even the same client. No.
I guess.
Different client. Amazing oneword.com name. Fantastic co-brokering experience, super happy client, apparently a happy seller, happy brokers all around.
It's the way the deal should always go, you know. And and it's always great working
Exactly. It's all about working with pros. I mean, you know, you got if you've got professionals representing your buyer and a professional representing your seller, remarkable how smooth a deal can be.
Yeah.
And actually, I would say another piece of that was like listening to what my buyer client wanted.
Exactly.
They wanted what turned out to be kind of like a stair step kind of deal. And you know, it's like get the calculator out to figure out what that looks like. So that's the only hard part of it. But it's like everybody we got it across the finish line by kind of giving, you know, making the numbers make sense for people.
Yeah, they definitely made us do some math.
Which, you know, can always be a little funky. At least it wasn't public math. And man. And so, Bill, for the folks who don't know, find you at nameninja.com. Is that the main hub right there?
Yep, that is. And the email for me is bill@nameninja.com. And we're buyer brokers primarily, and kind of stick to that little area of specialty. And I love working with my domain investor friends and fellow brokers on the sell side. So it's always good to catch up with you, and great to be on a JT hosted Domain Sherpa.
Hey man, I'm just happy to be here. You know, Drew lets me out the, you know, like just like Adam's out the basement. You know what I'm saying? I get to turn the camera on once a week and, you know, and get off the get away from the contracts for a second. But but all good stuff. Are you Name Ninja at Twitter as well? Like, or X? Is that where
Yep.
Because Adam actually suggested something interesting a couple of days ago, where he's like, you know, everybody's posted online. You know, one thing maybe we kick off some of these intros of the shows. You know, maybe mention something somebody's talking about or something interesting. And, you know, so And it actually brought up a good point, because I saw you mention something with this whole Elliot George Kirikos situation, where you were like, man, can't people just be nice and get along, right? You kind of gave one of those. And then it seemed like you got a little bit of backlash from that, you know, which is always what seems to happen whenever somebody tries to break up a fight. They end up getting punched themselves.
Well, it's kind of funny, because I actually never indicated which sort of petty demeanor spat I was referring to. Because actually last week there was like two or three things I saw that I just like, it's like, guys, can't we like be a little kinder, be a little more respectful? But then what was interesting is, you know, one of the people involved in kind of this, I thought, kind of unprofessional public, you know, name calling thing, decided that the post was about them, which kind of tells you maybe all you need to know. So yeah, no, I wasn't singling out anybody. I was just disappointed by what I thought was unprofessional behavior. And I think we can do better as an industry.
Yeah.
But there was a bunch of stuff on Twitter, Demainer Twitter last week that was kind of, that was kind of disappointing. So I hope that people kind of maybe comport themselves in a better way, or try to, at least.
Fix your face, right? It's like, you know, you say, you know, if you think this is about you, well, it probably is, right? One of those kind of deals, or you're, you know, and that whole thing I thought was kind of wild. And I do want to mention it a little bit, because, you know, I've got a lot of love for Elliot. I've got a lot of respect for George. And this idea of sort of like journalistic piracy. And, I, you know, maybe it's just, what are the rules, right? I mean, and for people who aren't following to the, you know, the whole Domainer Twitter stuff, right? So George, who does a really good job of uncovering domain information and domain movement and public, you know, he's like scouring public, publicly traded companies' records to figure out what domains were bought for, sold for, who bought what and whatever. It does a great job doing that sleuthing. And then, you know, Elliot posted about a particular deal. And then George felt he didn't get the proper credit, which is something that he's been kind of yelling about for a little bit, you know. And, you know, then he's hitting people up, being like, yo, you follow these people. I can't follow you if you follow them. And, you know, turning it into this whole kind of sort of thing. And, you know, and I guess it's a question of like, what is the appropriate behavior? Like, how do we, Drew, are you? Okay, no, I don't think he's talking to us. You can almost see the number.
he lost it. It's like the All In podcast when they go to the science section. You know, David Sachs checks out and Drew's checked out right now.
Yeah. So
look, man. Like I used to run a blog, and you know, we would go to shows. This was early days, and you know, I'd report something, and you know, four other sites would take it. You know, it is what it is. It just seems, I don't know. I'm not following the whole shenanigans, but there was a post that I wrote about the cowboys.com deal, and a certain person took off with it and actually I think they actually were interviewed on, like, you know, old school media news about it. They weren't there. They stole my article, and then they acted as if they were the expert. Pretty common stuff, I think. Kind of sad that it has to happen in the domain space, but once information's out, it's out, you know. Crediting people is cool, you know.
Yeah, well, look, I think you got to credit people where credit is due, right? And I would agree 100% with that. I don't know the specific rules, like if the, you know, journalism standards or whatever, but you know, from what I saw specifically with Elliot's, and I didn't dig into this too much, so if I missed a tweet or part of the exchange, it is what it is. But the from what I saw when Elliot posted about the deal, he mentioned George specifically, you know, called him out, I think, in his article that he posted on his site. I think he even linked to George's site or something, which is ironically freespeech.com, right? Is that the... So to me, that seemed okay. So I don't know. I don't know if maybe I missed something or I missed part of the conversation, but I would think like maybe we can't always get it perfectly right in line with, like, you know, so as a lawyer myself. Yeah, we got you, Drew. We hear you. As a lawyer myself, you know, we got the blue book, right, for citations. Yes, we can hear you. You know, so
this AI thing, dude.
We got AI Drew. That's maybe why he was being so positive before. It's not really Drew. It's some AI version of Drew that got all, you know, the algorithm got twisted, got mixed in with like Jen or something. Oh, and with that, he's gone. But real quick. So, you know, so for lawyers, you know, we've got the blue book for citation. So you have to follow along this very specific way of doing it. You know, it sometimes it seems like pomp and circumstance, but you know, there's a, you know, if there are standards, if there are rules, if there are regulations that you need to follow, because that is what it is. Some of it is more customary. Also, I think worth like, you know, having some sense of what the customs are. But I think if the spirit is intended to do it the right way, you know, then I think that you probably got to give some people some grace at times to recognize, yeah, that, hey, this wasn't, yep, we hear you, this wasn't done maliciously in a way to create, like, you know, to take credit where credit, you know, like to take, like, Adam's, you know, example, that's some bullshit where somebody's taking your work and trying to not even giving you any credit. And I think that's not okay. But I think if there are efforts there to let people know where the information came from, I think you got to feel like, okay, cool. That was, you know, to me, that just seemed like that's relatively appropriate. So
there's also how you, if you do feel that somebody has maybe crossed a line, there's is how you choose to deal with it. Yeah. And publicly calling people rude names, I don't know if that's your first way of handling a situation. I don't think that's the best way of handling a situation. So
that's a great point. Yeah. So,
yeah, I think adding to the mix is like, you know, like if you're going to use your platform for, you know, I think people that are listening to Elliot might not be necessarily listening to George and might not necessarily be reading DN Journal, Domain Name Wire, all the other places. So, you know, sometimes, you know, when a big story comes out, you'll see it at Elliot's, DN Journal, Domain Name Wire, you know, and four other blogs picked up the story, and it's the same thing repeated over and over. And I think maybe what I don't know, like I'm not following this, but maybe this, that's part of the gripe, is that, you know, everybody's just repeating the same thing and not adding any value to the article. I didn't read the article, sorry Elliot.
And on Simmer. That note, as the domain world turns, but yeah, so that was thanks, Adam. This was a good idea for a segment.
Like, I want to know what the other beef was, though. Like,
am I echoing at all? Because some reason I can't reconnect my headphones, so now I'm talking through this thing.
No, you're good. You sound fine. Yeah. It was a little bit funky there for a second. It's funny. I was like, all right, Drew's not exactly like that. You know, like he's must not be too opinionated about this. But it was like you were all revved up.
You know what happened? I got
the Archduchess.
I got called by Chris. I'm bidding on a very, very special thing at Christie's today.
Oh, I know what it is. Yeah.
And
are we close?
Michael Schumacher's watch. It's literally.
I am too.
The watch that was given to him when he won his sixth championship by the chairman of Ferrari. And it's a very special watch. And I'm bidding on it in a Christie's auction. And they were calling me to see if I want to increase my bid.
Did you?
Hell yeah.
Let's go, yo. Anytime you go for six championships or something commemorating six championships, I feel like you absolutely have to do it.
Gotta do it.
All right. Well, that's what's up. All right. Well, let's keep it moving. Let's slide into the domain game. And Bill, you are now in the upper right hand side of my screen, which would make you first for the purposes of the domain game. Do you have a buy or sell that you can share? And are you familiar with how the game works and all that good stuff? So
yeah. This is a little bit of a different scenario. So this was a domain that a few years ago a client of ours asked to explore potentially buying. The domain is creatoreconomy.com. creatoreconomy.com. And so 2 or 3 years ago, after we did our research, we discovered the domain was had been acquired by an unknown buyer broker on behalf of the Condé Nast publishing empire. And they had been holding it for years, not really doing anything with it. And we had taken a run at trying to acquire the domain 2 or 3 years ago without any success. We were basically told, no, the Condé Nast, this is a forever name. They're not going to be interested, you know, pick a hike. So that was fine because our client, it was a nice to have for the client. It was for something they were thinking of doing. It wasn't like they were going to build a brand around it, or it wasn't. Anyway, so but we kept monitoring the domain, and to everybody's surprise, it expired and ended up on GoDaddy's expiry auction. And so I reached out to our client and sort of said, "Hey, you know, are you still interested? And if so, what's your budget now?" And so he set a budget. And we kind of then monitored and went to bid in the last 5 minutes of the auction, which leads me to, I guess, the question, what do you think creatoreconomy.com sold in the GoDaddy auction?
Okay.
Hey, I want to mention something. So before you started, I had a number in here, and then once you said GoDaddy auction, the number went.
For me, it's actually, so I'm writing it down here, like my numbers, and I started at one place. Then he said Condé Nast, said it's a forever name. I'm like,
yeah, let's put where we thought it was, like before he said GoDaddy, and then let's do it after he said GoDaddy, because I'd be curious.
Yeah, and I'll give you another clue, which I found out later was. So Name Ninja, we were bidding on it. And Ish Millie, digital asset domain investor, I found out on Twitter that he had been bidding on it and he bailed. And Name Ninja, we bailed on it because it exceeded our client's budget. So what do you think it sold for?
All right. Well, let's put it into the phone, guys. That's how we do it. And all over the
place. I kind of remember this one going around, but I don't remember the price. So,
all right.
I don't know.
You guys ready? 1, 2, 3. Drew, what do you got? All right. So I'm at 15,000. Adam's at 19,500, and Drew's at 25,000.
I'm probably the rich.
So where are we at, Bill?
So it sold. So once again, you see, my client's budget was 15,000, and then we added a little bit of margin there. But oh, still, it sold for $15,670.
Oh,
wow.
Way and to go, exceeded, JT.
And that exceeded, you guys weren't able to go up that extra couple $100?
Well, so his original budget was 15, and we went back and forth, and he said, no, absolutely, 15 max. Yeah, so we did a little bit, and that's fine. Cause he was like, yeah, no worries.
yeah. Like you said, it wasn't your mission critical.
Yeah. And quite honestly, if it was down to Name Ninja and the winning bidder. So had Name Ninja kept bidding, it could have gone.
Sure.
I mean, it could have been at 20,000, but. So that's fine.
Adam or Drew maybe would have gotten the point.
He was still a happy client because he felt he didn't overpay.
Yeah, no, that's good. Yeah, shout out to Ish Millie. You know, I like the way his arc, as has happened in the domain space, is very interesting to me. You know, good dude. I've met him in person. But when we first encountered Ish, it was part of the Ryan Colby Clubhouse. Hey, we've got this domain class thing that, you know, kind of felt a little snake oil all around the dot club domains and stuff. I thought that was... You know, it was interesting because it was bringing a lot of people into the domain space at the time. But, you know, I felt like the expectations that were being set out for folks around that time were somewhat unrealistic. And, you know, we came into the room and we're like, look, if you guys are trying to take a domains class, then you should do DN Academy with Michael Seiger, who is the number one educator in the space for all of you who don't seem to know anything about the domain space. You know, and it was like, oh, you guys, you know, you're just trying to, you know. You're just trying to shut us down because you guys are mad that we're taking your money and da da da. You know, like that we're in the space now and all this. Remember,
I mean, there were some other claims.
Yeah, and but I will say
a whole lot of words.
Yeah, you know, a lot of words. And I remember at the time it was obviously, you know, we're like whatever, but I think that Ish has really kind of continued to.
That was one of the times that Angry Andrew came out.
Yeah.
Well, actually, since, you know, that was one of the very rare times I ever went on social media to kind of take a swipe at something. And I took a swipe at that investing course without having really done my due diligence and without having talked to Ryan or Ish. That was one of the things I really regret having done quite a few years ago. And I got a lot of heat for it. And but what was great is I went on Ish's, he was doing a live stream. I went with his group, talked about where I felt I'd made a mistake in terms of judging prematurely, apologized to Ish. And then a couple of years ago, had an amazing experience. I ended up sitting at the NamesCon live auction, sitting next to Ish, got to meet him in person. You know, and we have a very nice rapport now. And I'm really glad that, you know, I learned about picking the time when it's right to blast people publicly and when it might not be, which is kind of interesting. So I have to mention
that. Can we get a quick lesson on that? Because I missed that class.
You are
one of the very, very few times I think I've ever.
You are a very nice and gracious and good person, Bill. And I've known you for a long time. And like, and honestly, better than most. And even in that instance, I don't even know how much an apology was necessary. But I think the fact that you can put past like those things and say, look, I recognize that I made a, you know, you felt you made a mistake. I mean, you're a very good dude, dude. And I think that's awesome. And I'm glad that we know you and get to do business with you. And, you know, because, you know, you're unique in the way of how good of a person you are. Again, I didn't even think you needed to apologize, but because I didn't think where you were coming from. You were coming from a place of, hey, like, are people really being guided properly here?
You also weren't wrong, right? So there is that.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, Ish and I are good, like, you know, but that's like,
I should have done my homework.
I don't think you're doing the course anymore, right? Like, there wasn't what they were teaching, what they were espousing in these various forums was simply not good advice. It wasn't like it wasn't the path to prosperity in the domain business. You know what I mean? Like, so anyways, yeah.
And people, you know what it was? There was a lot of exuberance.
Always taking the high road.
People didn't know what they didn't know. And, you know, I think that the idea of trying to educate people is a fantastic mission. I think at the time, though, it was kind of building off of a lot of the hype that was going on. And again, it was those .club domains.
That mission should probably start from educating yourself first, right? That's kind of, that's square one. That, you know what I mean? Like you got to go, you know what I mean? The start place on the Monopoly board. It's like, you got to start there.
Start at Baltic Avenue or whatever, Mediterranean, you know what I'm saying? Before you try to get to Boardwalk. But the, but anyway, man, look, I think the long story sideways is that it's interesting and it shows you that, you know, the time, you know, things take time. And again, big shout out to Ish. I think he's done a great job of ingraining himself in the space.
He's had an amazing, like you said, an arc. His arc of development in the space is great. I think he's now a productive person in our ecosystem. I think he's offering, you know, transparency and good advice for the most part. And community, and that's all good.
Yeah.
So is he is he the purchaser?
No, he tweeted about that it went past whatever his budget was.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, it's a heck of a name. And obviously it's very timely, and you know, we are without a doubt in this sort of where the creator economy and and content creators, although AI is now flipping everything on its head with all of that as well. And it'll be interesting to see how that plays out or ultimately.
Maybe we don't need to jump into it right now, but we should just touch on this new GPT model that came out last night.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
I went through it with my kids and I was just like, oh, wow. This
continues to. Yo, I mean, every iteration of this continues to change the game at such a rapid pace. Yeah, and it's like, funny because,
oh, I don't need to help my kids with homework anymore. In fact, I'm better off not helping them with their homework anymore. They're better off with me not helping them with their homework anymore.
I've tried to dive into middle school math a little bit, and I'll tell you, you know what I'm saying? Like, leave it, like, let the bots
have. That's why I got you sticking with the contracts. We got Bill doing the spreadsheets. You know what I mean?
Bill's
got
to do the math. No math on my, no do math.
You ever seen Photo Math?
No, what's that?
It might be a little too young. Oh, dude, Photo Math. It's an app. You just like draw a box around the problem and on the worksheet or on whatever, and it solves it for you. Gives you all the steps. Dude, kids don't need to do math anymore. It's literally sometimes.
Does it teach the children the thought process to how they would solve it though?
If they will
care enough to look at it.
They care, right? They're just looking for the answer and they're looking for the step. Like, what?
But that's what I liked about this new GPT thing was like. Because the way they demonstrated, I kind of mimicked almost exactly the wording. So I was like, okay, you know, my son is working on this math problem. I don't want you to give him the answers, but I want you to basically, you know, walk him through the steps of how to think about the problem and arrive at the proper answer and basically point him in the right direction. And it's wild. Beyond my wildest dreams or my personal abilities to coach him through this, it was like, you know, because you don't remember the details. You just remember more or less directionally. Okay. You know, so it's pretty wild. It's, you know,
yeah.
And this super friendly voice. Bill could be one of the voices for ChatGPT. You should audition. You know, like super friendly and, you know, just nice.
But
I'm like,
we need to come out with angry.
That was a angry way. GPT.
Angry GPT. There you go. AngryGPT.com. But yeah, no, it is wild. It is wild. But let's keep it moving. Let's talk more domains. Adam, what do you got? You got a buy or a sell? You're next up. I'm currently in the lead, which feels pretty good.
I got a buy. It's domainappraisers.com. Domain appraisers. I'm not gonna give any info. Buy, yep.
So you bought it recently?
I did. I picked it up. I'm starting a new appraisal service.
Tone in Bill's voice implied that he was asking himself why.
No.
I'm like, I didn't even know Adam was still buying domains, period. You know what I'm saying? Let alone.
I started back up a little bit here.
Oh, snap. All right. Domain Uh-oh. Appraisers.
Watch out, world.
Domainappraisers.com.
And I've put my phone away, so I'm going to do this old school. I'm still going to present a number. But I'm going to do it really old school. But actually, it's kind of on brand.
Jeopardy style. All right,
ready?
All right. Rip it.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Whoa, we are really we're tight. Here. We're tight.
So, JT's this is like 500.
The tightest race Bill's in the history of Jermaine Sherwood.
Bill's at 575 and Drew's at 585. Bill went old school Casio calculator style. I love it.
Nice. I thought you were doing a paper. I paid a little bit more. So Drew wins.
I
think it was like 1900.
Wow. Okay.
Favorite words. Drew wins.
Drew
wins. Yeah. That was, I actually thought I was going to get that, like that you bought it on some bargain basement situation.
It was at GoDaddy. There's another name coming up for sale today on GoDaddy that's similar. It's domain name management, which
I'm the high bidder.
That 1500. Yeah.
Howell owns a lot of domain industry domains and he sells them really, really cheap over at his domainoutlet.com. So just a little tip there. Plus tons of other domains too. But if you're ever looking for a real bargain on a name from Page's portfolio, domainoutlet.com is his.
Big shout out to Page.
As a word of advice to domain investors, the worst domain investments you can make are domain name industry related domain names. Even things like domainname.com, right? Like domainers are cheap and they aren't going to pay you. And so,
with that said though, there's, I stole JT's with that said.
Thank you for crediting.
You definitely
ask everyone else.
Like you got Name Ninja over here, right? So, you know, you've got,
That's not an industry.
He's named Ninja because he wouldn't pay for somebody who had a good domain. I'm Media Options because I wouldn't pay for somebody with a good
domain. I bought nameninja.com off some people in the domain industry, actually.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It's a great brand. It's a great.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like if you're in the space and you want to create a brand, like it, you know, you're probably cheap, right? I get it. But there is buying it for your own purposes.
Yeah.
And this was a little bit of a defensive purchase. I've wanted to do a domain appraisal thing since owning NameBio years ago. And I still have, I have another name that I'm going to use potentially and it may never get off the ground, but everybody loves appraisals, right? So
I bought valuate.com from Francois for that same reason. That was about 7 years ago, 6 years ago.
He was running something.
That project's been a long time coming.
Yeah.
They're good for lead generation too. Like if you're a broker, some domain specific one.
Absolutely. Appraisals are one of the key things that, you know, when we talk about what we want to rank for and, you know.
So yeah, so this
sales,
is this
domain
is
acquisitions, domain appraisals. I mean, those are the services.
You should just give away the whole playbook, JT. That's a great idea.
I mean, that's pretty common sense, no? I mean,
Billy
I
cut know. That.
But yeah. I think also to Adam's point, you know, Adam paid $2,000. I mean, it's all the, you know, you make money on the buy, not necessarily on the sale. So whoever bought that name in the first place, if they got that name for $400, depending on how long they held it, then you know, that was a pretty productive sale that they had in selling it to Adam for $2,000. So, but yeah,
it was a drop.
Oh, it was? All right. So
yeah, so GoDaddy, okay. GoDaddy made the money. Investing.
Oh, I see. So it was an so it was a recent auction then.
I was gonna guess it was picked up in expiry stream.
Wow, so you got a bid up to 1900, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's interesting.
By
Mike Mann might have been bidding.
It might have been Mike Mann. Could have been Mike Mann. Otherwise it was probably a Marv.
He's got buying privileges back, you know what I'm saying? Pump him up, you know. Let's go.
Who's getting?
All right. So on that note, so Drew's got the point. And so Drew and I each with 1-1. And it's actually on you, Drew, with a name. I hope you don't name something that I can't talk about, because then somehow we're gonna end up in like a 3-way tie and have to go to a tiebreaker.
I don't know. I don't know if there's anything you don't know about.
See, this is the problem with me doing my job well. You know, I'm up on top of everything. So.
Oh, you're just selfish. You know what I mean? You self-appointed yourself as a player in the game instead of the host.
Yeah. Well, what do you mean, man? I win more often than you do.
there's no doubt about that. But all right. I'm going to go with I actually had one picked out, but But all right, I'm going to go with the original. Ranks.com. Ranks.com.
Right. I don't know this. Is this a buy or a sell?
Well, like, it ranks.
Selling or buying?
Buying.
Got to be a buy. Yeah. Ranks.com. All right.
We've got a couple of real nice sales, but we can't, you know, we just don't talk about them.
Ranks.com.
Ranks.com.
This was a purchase.
Oh, it's a tough one.
Super tough.
Yeah, that plural. Eesh, I don't know, man.
All right. Let me know if you guys
don't be insulted.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Flip it. Oh, wait.
We got a big guy. 1,000?
All right.
Wait, Bill, were you trying to say 6,700 or 67,000?
67,000.
Okay, all wow. Right. We have a crazy spread. I have $1,000. And then Adam has 7,000.
Yeah, you're fired. JD.
He definitely lost.
Adam wins. The price was 14,000. 14,000. I almost passed on it, but turns out there is actually quite a lot of end user adoption, and you know, it's a great name for an SEO business, an SEO agency. You know,
they're cheaper than domainers, though.
It's a coin toss whether or not I needed to make that purchase, right? But it's probably not a 10x; it's probably a 5x. But it's it's a oneword.com in a commercial industry that has, you know what it is, you know what it's for. And so, you know, I've seen worse brands. I took a pun.
Yeah. I mean, hey, you know, I was way off. So I was, you guys had me all like, you're like, oh, I don't know. And, you know, I don't know. I was just letting the room kind of guide me pretty low. So, all right. So here's where we're at then. We have a 3-way tie. Bill has no points. So technically, Bill, if you have another name to potentially throw up to help us break the tie between Adam, Drew, and myself, that would be great. Even if it's a name, an auction, you know, not one that you bought or sold necessarily, but one you're aware of. Do you have something else to add into the mix potentially?
But I can't identify the name. That's the problem. There's two I can think of where I know.
I give a suggestion. Yeah. Bill, go pull something off a name bio off the front page.
All right.
I ended up the homepage pulled up in front of him right now.
No, his glasses, you could see name bio. Yeah.
I just see spreadsheet lines.
I'm going to send you a link. Pick a name from this group of this.
I am not part of that anymore. Not part of the daily operation.
That's checking good. For some reason. It's not loaded. And like I have it right. It's like one of the, it's like the fifth button. There we go. Fifth button up. Okay. All right. Top sales or what do you want?
Yeah, just pick something.
I pulled the most recent one.
Okay. Here's one.
Here we go. You're back on.
Yeah, it's fairly recent.
Okay.
All right. Just to spice things up, the domain that sold is robots.club.
Ooh, robots.club.
.club. You know, you don't think of, you know, there you go. It's robots.club.
After all those things we said about H. Millie, here we go. We got .club sales.
That's what I mean.
It just seems like the universe was.
This is a great full circle moment. And I actually love this name. So robots.
I think the singular would be better. Robot club, right?
Robot doc.
That's one of those things you could debate.
Yeah. No, I like all it. Right. Here we go.
Robots.
We're getting to a winner. I love the frame, by the way. You know, it's all the stuff that keeps showing up on it. All right, here we go. Ready to flip. Bang.
Flip it.
Robots.club. All right. Adam's at $750. I'm at $5,000 and Drew's at $5,888. Who is the winner of the domain game today, Bill?
You'll have to figure out the math, but in a second, but it's sold April 28th on GoDaddy. Don't know if that was auction or a buy it now, but it sold for $1,540.
Oh, Adam is the winner.
1540.
Yeah. That public
nice one, Adam.
Adam with the comeback victory. Two of the last two. Yeah,
you guys are bloating up dot club, talking trash about it, and then going with $5,000. Come on, man. Just because dot AI is selling for that kind of stuff doesn't mean dot club is not back. It's not back.
Yeah, I don't think you can get a dot AI for four figures anymore.
No, it's crazy.
It's wild. Maybe that.
Well, I thought,
it's,
you know,
crazy too, because all the smart people in AI are basically affirming what I've been saying, which is that, like, I guarantee you 30% of all the companies that were like launching projects or startups over the course of the last 6 to 12 months, they literally just went out of business last night with the launch of this new GPT-4o, right? Like, it's going to be consolidated and consolidated and consolidated, and people are going to keep emerging, but they're not going to be able to hit scale enough to raise enough funding to come buy your domain for $1 million. So I don't know what these people are smoking with the dot AI, because it's nothing to do with the extension, but it's like when they start pricing them at the .com level, it's like, I don't know who your buyer is. I don't know.
Well, and that's
pricing it for the wrong stage. The end users, 98% of the end users are all going to be either like pre-funding or seed funding or maybe an A. And the A is going to be an exception. It's probably the 20% out of the 100. And so you have a very small pool of potential buyers that can afford to pay a price above a low to mid five-figure price.
I have an interesting .AI story since you brought up .AI domains. This is a rare case of me selling a domain out of my tiny little personal portfolio. So 3 years ago, I think I was hunting a .AI domain on behalf of a client, probably had expired. So I was checking the .AI expire auction 3 years ago. And since I was in there anyway, I was like, well, let me see. If I'm going to be bidding on names, let me see what else is there.
You're in the store. You're like, I might as well get something for myself.
And three years ago, you know, one word .AI domains could be picked up for, well, under $5,000 for sure, sometimes way less than that. So I picked up a three-letter, one-word, not a great one-word, kind of a weird one-word, three-letter .AI domain. I paid $1,200 for it. And it sold last week for $17,500. It was a negotiated sale. Yeah. It was being represented by a seller broker and not me for fun. Anyway, whatever. So I was very happy with that ROI because of how little I paid at the time. You could never get that for that little now, that a domain like that. But what was interesting is when I found out who bought it, it was actually bought by a domain investor. I don't know what they're going to do with it. I don't know if they bought it to resell it.
It's a funny thing with these .AIs. The only people to buy them are domain investors.
Well, that's not the case, but some domain investors do like them.
I would take a pretty strong bet that if you look at it proportionally, the percentage of .ai domains that are trading, in the secondary market, not from the auctions. I bet most of them are going to domain investors.
Really? Mm. Well, it's an interesting thing. And we talk, I said earlier on the show, you make money on the buy, right? So for these,
the only .ai sale I made, and it was a six-figure sale, also went to a domain investor.
Well, but I think that the big thing is the pricing, the name so high, like enduser.com pricing, based on the fact that you have domain investors that are buying these names at this very high at prices that you would pay for .com domains that you're then trying to get that value for, right? And if that's a function of, sort of expectations and hope versus what we're actually seeing in the market, but there have been a few, agent.ai and some others that have, obviously kind of helped to create a bit of the buzz. And but I think the other piece too that Drew has mentioned, and when we had the booths on and we had Andy talking about, the .ai extension and those domains, also the idea that at some point the AI function is so ubiquitous and just so part and parcel to whatever it is that's the service and the stuff that, the fact that it's AI is not the selling feature anymore because it's just part of whatever it is, the function of the app or the platform or the service or what have you. So defining it in that bucket or that box of a .ai domain is almost too limiting to what the thing actually is. Mm. AI is just a function of it, or a piece of it, an aspect. And, but hey, I guess we shall see. So, well, good job on that sale. You could have used that one, by the way, as the tiebreaker, what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I couldn't tell you the specific domain.
Right. You didn't tell us the name. That's fair. Fair point.
Because three letter word .ai, I mean, it would so depend on the word, right?
Buddy, mine was actually also a three letter word .ai.
But a very, very popular word, pretty.
Okay, that's interesting. So the poster of the movie behind me is connected to the name that would sold. That's so there you go. There's a very cryptic clue for the George Caracoses of the world out there.
Oh, interesting. Well, that's Alien, right? Is that the
that is the movie Alien, yeah.
I love about your picture frame is that it's the movie posters. We were talking about this before, without the words, without the titles and the credits. So it just lets you focus on the art, and all of these are so iconic that it's like a really cool, I think it's super, super cool. So yeah, so Alien. So now I'm going to go down that rabbit hole, but let's do this. So the domain game is done. Adam, congratulations, more swag coming your way. Let me know. I'll hook you up. We got you. Are you coming to NamesCon, Adam, by the way?
I'm not.
All right, well, and I won't deliver it to you in person. I will ship it to you.
Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker specializing in domain acquisitions, high-value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
Let's keep it moving. Let's keep talking actual specific domains, because we've got a list, and we're an hour in, and we've got about 30 minutes left, and we still have a few things to talk about. We will talk about NamesCon before the end of the show, but I will, Domain Sherpa is the coupon code to get 10% off your registration if you haven't done it. We're about 3 weeks away. The rest of us are all going to be there. A lot of good stuff happening there, and it's going to be a good time. So we can maybe talk more about why Adam isn't going towards the end of the show. We'll save that for the grand closing segment. And instead, we're going to slide into NameJet and a Jet. So this section sponsored by NameJet, we review a list of domains going to auction. So if you like any of these, make sure you get on your horse and kind of get a back order in. You can go to the Domain Sherpa website, pull the spreadsheet. We've got the list of domains that we're going to talk about. Yes, about appraisals, take those with a grain of salt. How many back orders as of the day that we record, which is today, the order by date, which is the day that the auction will kind of start the day after. But if you're into one of these names, you don't necessarily need a back order now to participate in the auction, but it will help you keep track of the fact that it's happening. Plus, whatever your back order that you put in, you might actually win the auction. So we don't make any kind of affiliate revenue off of you clicking these links or downloading the spreadsheet. So it's really just for all of y'all to hopefully have some success. Anyway, all right, with all that good stuff, let's go ahead and talk about some names that we like and don't like. Adam, since Bill kicked off the domain game, I'll let you kick off the NameJet and a Jet. section. And then I might go to Bill before I go to Drew, because if I go to Drew, he like talks about literally like 80% of the list before anyone else has a chance to talk. So
that's so not true. You're out here just defaming me.
Defamation of character. Hey, you know what the number one defense to a defamation claim is? The truth. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, let's go. Adam, what's up, man? What you like? What don't you like?
Am I looking at only 13 names here? Is that what we
It's actually 12 names, but yes.
12, yep, sorry.
No, but you're on the right list.
I'm not crazy about anything. I do. There's some brandable type stuff in there that I kind of dig. I suspect it'll go high. Like I like Fashion Bug. I like Cool Cuts. Secure Tech. I like that. Nice little brands.
Leave some meat on the bone. I'm just trying. I got to police this. It's my job as host, man. I know you own the whole
thing. I'll leave it. You know what I'm saying?
But I still got a job to do. Let's talk quickly about the names that you mentioned, because I think it's interesting. Fashion Bug, I believe, is actually used to be like a store that was in the mall, if I remember correctly, when I was a kid, that has since gone out of business, right? So now the name is... But it's one of those things I could see that coming back. Like it's a cool name, right? I mean, and maybe it has a little bit of nostalgia to me, but I do think as a brand, I think it's interesting, and it's obviously proven to have had some success, although not longstanding, but retail's tough, you know? And then you mentioned Secure Tech, which I also think is pretty cool. You know, anybody have any thoughts real quick, kind of around the horn on either Fashion Bug, Secure Tech? What was the other one that you mentioned? And Cool Cuts. I like Cool Cuts a lot.
Secure Tech was my favorite of the domains. I just think it's a great brand. Anything to do with like cybersecurity is super, super hot, and it's just going to get hotter. Mm-hmm. It's a nice, solid brand name.
Well, and so what else? What else on the list do you like or don't like? Since
oh, for me, that Secure Tech was my number one pick. I also liked Fashion Bug as a nice little kind of brandable domain. It's weird. I don't normally get attracted to kind of generic names, but microbrewing.com, mm-hmm. I thought it had some potential. There's so many microbrewing companies out there that if there was one that was somewhat enlightened and understood the power of a generic, maybe not to build a brand around, but just for traffic generation or for just kind of, or if they were B2B, you know, microbrewing.com would be great for a B2B brand, maybe selling microbrewing equipment, which is like hundreds of thousands of dollars for each piece of equipment. So I quite like that one. Those are the three. Cool Cuts, I like the alliteration, coolcuts.com, but I'm not quite sure, is that for a cut of music? Is it for haircuts? That was my least favorite of the ones that stood out for me.
All right, I dig it. All right, Drew, it's on you. What do you like or don't like?
Hey, can I piggyback on Bill's comment there? Like, I think that Cool Cuts, like what Bill was saying, is like, what is it? You know, is it music? Is it, you know, haircut? It's whatever. I think that actually broadens the buyer pool. So I think that actually is a benefit that you can't really, you can't categorize it or pigeonhole it into one specific thing. So that to me is a buy. Because of that. So that's a lift.
All right. I'm with it. Drew?
Yeah. I mean, I love Fashion Bug. I hate beat.com because it just goes against everything that I think is going to, let's say, extrapolate from where we are today in terms of branding and the ability to be found in search or through voice, or like B-E-E-K is a no-go. You got to have the correct spelling. More than ever, you need the correct spelling of a word. You need it to be easy to spell, easy to remember, easy to communicate. So I hate beak.com. I love Cool Cuts, but I think, I don't know, I just feel like, you know, you got to do some good due diligence. We got Super Cuts out there. It's a tough one to, you know, like, put it this way. in order to get a big sale, you need like a national chain. And no national chain is going to call themselves Cool Cuts, most likely, in the face of the dominant player in the market being Supercuts. So I don't know, but I do like the name. I think it's a great brand.
What if you were way better than
it's got the alliteration. It's way better than Supercuts.
What if you were a national ice sculpture brand?
Yeah, I look, Cool Cuts is dope. I mean, it's a cool, thing. You know, could be lawn care. Cool Cuts could be lawn care.
Yeah, right? Pet.
It's a cool brand. Grooming. So I think Fashion Bug and Cool Cuts are my two picks on the list. But I do, you know, I don't know, like, I get, if I took a third, it'd be Dinner Theater. I think Dinner Theater, Dead Legs. Yeah, because, I don't know, at least here in Lisbon, it's a kind of a big thing. And I don't know, people like to go, you know, and I don't know. I feel like that's kind of a niche thing that probably exists in most metropolitan cities. And you could have a single source of truth for, you know, the shows. And I don't know.
So that one's a red flag.
It's not a business I want to be in, but I can imagine that there's a home for dinnertheater.com.
So that one is a red flag for me because I sort of thought, well, what's the usage of it? And maybe it's some kind of ticketing site. And I happen to know that the ticketing business is terrible. It's terrible brutal. Business. So that the other one
great
is funny.
Business, terrible to try to enter.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Great business, hard to enter.
Some other ones that were kind of red flags for me from my film and TV background was executiveproducers.com. Like I personally love the name. It's almost a running joke around our house because executive producers are typically the money people.
Yeah.
They get deals done. So if we're kind of joking around the house about, you know, oh, we executive produced dinner, that means we ordered it in. But I don't see that. I don't know, like, who's going to buy executiveproducers.com, and film people are the cheapest people on earth. So
I didn't bring it up, but in my mind, there is also a life for executiveproducers.com. You have the big trend in, let's say, alternative investing is towards this, like, you know, fractional, right? So you have now, I don't know, five major, they're talking multi-billion dollar companies, that do fractional real estate investment, like into, not like, oh, they're going to buy this little house or apartment. It's no, we're going to build a skyscraper. And instead of going the traditional route, it's literally going to be like crowdfunded through this structure. Right. You've got different things going on in different markets, in art, you know, Rally Road and collectibles. You got three to five major players in real estate. And so I could imagine that executive producers could be a way to fund films, right? You can basically sign up, be an executive producer. You're going to get, you know, title credits. You know, you invest a certain amount and you'll get title credits. And, you know, we're going to crowdsource the financing of films. I could see it working for that purpose, right? It's fit for purpose. But it's also long, and it could also just be many other things. Meaning there could be many other names for that business.
Yeah.
The likelihood they're going to choose to operate that business on an exact match is unlikely. So, but I, you know, it's not a worthless name. It's just worthless.
Just worthless. Shout out to Braden. What if it's a recruiting site, right? Dealing with just executives and we're just executive producers.
Where does the producer part come in?
We're just producing. We're producing executives. You know what I'm saying? In their careers. All right. I know that was pretty bad.
That was pretty horrible. Yeah. Go spend the rest of your life trying to sell that to Harvard MBAs.
Anyway, I'm just saying. I don't know, man. I'm just throwing out an alternative. But I agree. I think that one's a tough one. Like you said, there's a lot of things there that to create a platform that would allow for sort of fractionalizing or making executive producing of films more accessible, it probably lends itself more to some sort of brand driven type of site platform versus something so on the nose. So I do agree. You know, another name nobody mentioned was finefit.com. You know, there's some of like, you think of like what Morgan Linden and team are doing at Bold Metrics, the idea of like, you know, sort of, you know, AI, internet driven, you know, sizing of clothes and other things, finefit.com. But this list was pretty tough. I've mentioned this over the last couple of Domain Sherpa review shows that, you know, I don't know if we're in just a weird pocket of the year, a weird pocket of the expiry stream coming off of NameJet, but, you know, and having done a few Domain Sherpa reviews right in a row, you know, the list is, you know, the options are a little picked over, you know what I mean? So to come up with 12 names that are quote unquote premium, sometimes they're just not there, you know, but, and I think all of these are, you know, probably biddable to, you know, $69 or more, but, you know, there's definitely a ceiling on all of these as far as like what we'll ultimately see. But yeah. And the one name we didn't mention that I like TouchStar. I think it maybe it reminds me of, you know, I don't know, OnStar or something. But
I think Death Star like, when I see that.
Phone home, TouchStar. I don't know. That's not.
Some kind of product or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Death Star. All right. Well, that's what it is. Or Dark Star. Shout out to the, what is that? The Grateful Dead, Bob Weir Band, you know?
It'll be so. P. Diddy's new nickname.
Touch Star. There you go. It's not okay. All right. We're the guys who produce all the Nickelodeon shows, right? But anyway, let's not go there. Anyway, all right. Well, look, that's the list. Get your auctioning on, get your bidding on, get your back ordering on, and shout out to NameJet. All right. Well, hey, we are in the last. We've got about 10, 15 minutes tops. Let's run through a couple of things here in the grand closing. We'll kind of go through the room. I'll start with Bill. But before I do that, NamesCon, June, you know, it's coming up the 5th through the 8th, I believe, are the dates. I should know this. We literally talk about it on like every show. Go to namescon.com. Get yourself registered if you're not already registered. You can use the Domain Sherpa discount code, which is simply Domain Sherpa. Get 10% off your registration if you haven't done it yet. You know, the agenda is available. So now it's, you know, all that stuff is out. Drew will be speaking. We'll be doing a Domain Sherpa panel in advance of the live auction. Shout out to Monty, to Scott and team on that. I think they might still be taking submissions possibly. So if you've got any interest in trying to list some of your names, get to write at the dot and .com and talk to them about that. And yeah, I mean, it's so all good. You know, I didn't know Vint Cerf is going to be there. The Google, you know, their internet evangelist. I mean, that's a pretty interesting, you know, speaker. So I think he's, I didn't even know if I saw him on the agenda, but I see him on the list of meet the speakers. So I think that's a pretty interesting dude. All Maka Petrus, the literally the inventor of the DNS is going to be there doing his thing. And I think that's pretty awesome. And most importantly, Andrew Rosen is going to be live.
Sure beats Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, I was going to say that, you know, the last time we saw Drew at a NamesCon was, I think, 2018. Because 2019. Well, I feel that 2019.
But we're talking about, it was like January 2019.
Okay. Because I remember that it was the start of COVID. Well, we didn't know it was COVID, and you were scheduled to be at a name. Well, no, I know you knew you knew about that other disease that was the mosquito one.
Zika.
I
got out of Dodge. My son should have been born Panamanian, but we had to fly to Germany, get out of Dodge so he wouldn't get the little Brazilian shrinking head disease that they told us these mosquitoes, you know, they were like, oh, I'm not even joking. Straight up. Okay. This is when I basically lost all, and everybody should make their own decisions, but I lost all faith in the healthcare system when I had real doctors, real pediatricians telling me that my wife was in danger if she got bit by mosquito, that my son would come out with a little shrunken little head like in that movie Beetlejuice. And I was like, you guys are tripping. But these guys, they doubled down. They were like, no, really, this is what we're seeing. They told us thousands of babies born in Brazil now with shrunken heads. And I'm like, oh, wow, all right, well, that's it, let's go. We got the hell out of Panama, went to, you know, Germany. My son was born in Germany. Anyways, don't believe everything that you're told. That's the question.
But I always remember it was like the 2019 NamesCon where
it was 2020. It was 2020. He didn't come to 2020.
Yeah, I didn't come to 2020.
That was okay. So it's 2020. Okay, so I just checked. I think of the one that was at the start of COVID. I remember
it was that one because we'd go to the airport. Everybody,
I know it was January. It started on January 23rd of 2020.
Okay,
January 18th of 2020. I canceled.
Yes, I remember because I was
not happening, dog. And he's like, don't worry about it. I was like, I'm not going.
Yeah, no, I remember that. So I bet you, because you were, I think, going to be on a panel that I was moderating or something. I remember it was like, we're going to see Drew. And then Drew didn't. But then, of course, George Hong from China, he wisely canceled. And, you know, a bunch of people kind of realized something weird was going on. But I mentioned all that because I was so looking forward to seeing Drew in person after all these years. But I'm actually not going to NamesCon this year. First time in whatever, 10
years. Yeah, that's wild.
So I've got some family stuff. I'm staying close to home. So I'm not really going to any conferences this year while we deal with some family stuff, but I will be there in spirit. I'm sorry. I'm missing Drew in person.
Yeah, it's great. It's pretty wild. I mean, it really is strange that, you know, as deep in the domain industry I am, I haven't been to an event in 5 years. That's crazy to me. But that also went by like quick.
Then we had the very annoying virtual ones. I mean, they were not annoying, but those were nowhere near as satisfying as the in-person ones. So it's fantastic we're able, the world has reopened and we can get back to hanging out in person.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
100%. So, yeah, all good stuff. All right, well, cool. So we'll miss both of you guys then. So no Bill, no Adam. You know, it's already, you know.
But there'll be some fresh new faces there too. So that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. No, as always, you know, I think I feel like they sort of rededicated around the original mission. I like some of what, you know, some.
Ooh, so who's like the primary MC? I'm so used to Bill being like, you know, MCing these things.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I don't think Brandon's doing much. I don't, maybe I'm wrong.
Oh, no, he was just, no, he, I
thought that on Sherpa, he told us that he wasn't doing a lot. I don't know. Maybe I'm on.
Yeah. Well, what they've done in the past few years is they'd have an MC for each of the rooms.
Yep.
So it'd be like two or depending on how many tracks there were. But yeah, I don't know.
The keynote hall is Elizabeth Klugart and Dennis Torino. And then on the
They were great last year. Yeah, there was a
Yeah. And then on the awesome. Moniker stage, it's actually Tess DS.
Great.
And then on the CloudFest Web Pro stage, it's Jeff Hardy. From Acronis. So, so that'll be all people definitely capable of keeping it moving. And
who was the last one?
Jeff Hardy is the dude's name. I don't know him, but
it was one of the
Hardy. That's on the CloudFest side, right?
I'm gonna hype it up. Yeah, it's the CloudFest Web Pro stage. So I think that's the.
Those people will know who that is.
It's all WordPress. That's actually where Vint Cerf is. He's on that stage at 12 o'clock on the. First day talking about a conversation co-inventor of the internet.
Drew, this will be interesting because it'll be your first NamesCon that's the blended style where they also have the CloudFest thing kind of taking place. So you get this weird cross-mingling of different types of people and industries.
Drew, you're actually going to be talking at the same time.
When you say blended, I just think about Coming to America. What was it? I don't know why. It immediately popped into my head. I just remember there was I don't even remember the context, but as soon as you said that word, it was like Coming to America.
So, but yeah, but all good stuff. So, all right, well, cool. Bill, anything else going on in your world otherwise that you want to share or mention or talk about?
Oh, just I love to hear about oneword.coms that folks are owning or representing because I always have clients looking for those and their end user clients. So usually they're happy to pay significant amounts of money. So, you know, love to hear about those. And obviously very happy to work with co-broker relationships if the people that represent them are brokers. Mm-hmm. So hit me up with your oneword.coms.
All right. Cool. Very cool. And then what's currently on the picture frame? Oh, well, it just changed. I wasn't sure what the one prior to was it like Candyman or Silence of the Lambs. The one
I have Candyman.
Okay, it is Candyman. Okay.
This one's a not so great Roger Moore James Bond film, but the artwork is That works probably better than film.
Which makes sense if it's Bill Sweetman, you know what I'm saying? So, and then Candyman, yeah, good stuff. That, what's that?
Never mind.
All right, Adam, what about you, man? What do you got going on otherwise?
Yeah, I don't have anything going on. Just doing the thing. Working on some side projects a little bit with, or just investing in some side projects, but just doing the thing. Buying some domains now.
I love it, man. That's good stuff. All right. Drew, what about you? Anything else to share?
Not really. I'm super looking forward to NamesCon, getting back in the mix, and that's it. Don't be shy. Come say hi.
Don't be shy. Come say hi. I like that. All right. Well, that's a good way to close it out. And we'd say that too on this show as well, like good, bad, ugly. Anybody have any feedback, please let us know. We're always down to implement that. Just like when Seiger came on and said, hey, the site doesn't look great. What's going on? And we went and cleaned up some of the messier stuff. If anybody's been on the Domain Sherpa site, you'll see that the broken links and other things. Shout out to Billy, by the way, who's dug in and cleaned a bunch of that up. So appreciate that. Appreciate him and all the work he's doing. And I appreciate all you guys being on the show today. You know, I call you all guests, but you're really more like co-hosts. So always appreciate the time that you take to come on here and share yourselves, your knowledge, your expertise and experience with the audience. And last but not least to the audience, thank you guys so much for tuning in. As I say in every show, without you, there is no us. So we appreciate you guys taking the time to listen. Holler at us, you know, holler at us when you see us in the street, when you see us at NamesCon, say hi, don't be shy. And otherwise, we'll see you here next time on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Peace out, everybody.